this regularly scheduled programming to bring you this presentation of Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network.
And it looks like the Arabians are going to win the tip. Ball goes to Winnie Werfel, who kicks it all the way up to a freshman, Olivia Jones. And just 6 seconds into the season, they get their first points. Back to Mamie Trout, finds Huffer in the post as Ada Huffer can't get it to fall, gets her own rebound, puts up another shot, and it's good for Ada. Bullseye!
This is Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you here live from Pendleton Heights High School's Joe Buck Court for this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM for this Madison County matchup between your Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians and the visiting LaPel Lady Bulldogs. Now, these two teams are very familiar with each other. Earlier this season, actually, in the county tournament, both of these teams faced off in the second round. Pendleton Heights came out of that one with a loss, 63-59. LaPel would go on to win the Madison County tournament against Alexandria. That one was 48-31 in a victory for LaPel, which is Coach Rogers mentioned last year about this matchup. You know, they beat them in the regular season but lost them in the county championship. And that's kind of what happened this past season as well. They lost to LaPel in the Madison County tournament, and they have another regular season game that Pendleton Heights could very easily win, Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, this Pendleton Heights team has a lot of talent. Case Warville leading the team in points with 25.1 points per game. You have Ada Huffer, the freshman, averaging 10, and then Olivia Jones right behind her with 9.4. There's a lot of talent, but also you got to look at this LaPel Lady Bulldogs team. They got two really good players in Lena Wills, who's averaging 19.2 points per game, and, Maddie Pointner with 16.2.
Yeah, and one thing to mention about those two, they both had 22 points each in that second round of the Madison County Tournament against Pendleton Heights. That was a very crucial matchup. Casey Warfel led all scorers with 37 in that one, and Ada had a 14-11 rebound double-double in that matchup. And as I mentioned, Wills and Pointer had 22 points each. One thing I want to mention as well, foul trouble was definitely a big one in that game. Huffer, Baldwin, and Warfel all fouled out of that Madison County tournament game. And that was ultimately one of the reasons why LaPel was able to come back and win that game. They had a 26-point fourth quarter, and fouls really helped them. They were able to get into the quarter bonus very fast and able to get easy free throws and easy points for them. Maddie Pointer was 12 for 13 on the evening from the free throw line, and I believe Lania Wills was about 11 of 14 from the free throw line on the night. So very efficient shooting from the two of them from the line. Obviously, some other players got in there, like Rosemary Likens, Brooklyn Bowles, Amaya Nunn. She was definitely a very, very big part in that game, running that backup point position. But, you know, these two teams, they're very commonly matched up. You know, Pendleton Heights 12-7, LaPel 16-3. LaPel last year lost in a very big game, the 2A state championship game, to Forest Park, 38-37, a heartbreaking loss. So LaPel's definitely looking to repeat that success they had last season, Ryan.
Yeah, they have a lot of talent, this Lady Bulldogs team, as I said. But I think one big thing, if the Arabians want to win this game, they really have to stop Lena Wills and Maddie Pointer. I think that's where they got in trouble last time, with both of them having 22. And, I mean, as you said, foul trouble. Three of their five starters did foul out. I think that's a really tough thing to do. Not really tough thing. When you're playing that good talent, it's really tough to not foul. That's what I'm trying to say there. But, I mean, if they can stay aggressive to a certain point to where they don't foul as much, I think they have a really great chance of winning.
Yeah, and one thing about this Pendleton Heights team, they have a lot of depth. Emma Roberts has been a great option off the bench for Coach Rogers to run that backup point guard position when Baldwin needs a break, or she's just getting flustered and Rogers wants to give her a breather and talk to her just a little bit because he knows she's getting in her own head. So Roberts started off the season starting for Pendleton Heights in place of Baldwin, and she did a fantastic job orchestrating this offense. Casey Warfel, as you know, averaging 25.1 points per game, coming off of a 31-point game again in that victory versus Rushville. So another dominating performance from Casey. I believe that's her fifth or sixth 30-point performance on the season. But on that note, me and Ryan are going to take a quick break. But when we return, Dawson Perrell got to sit down with head coach of the girls basketball team, Coach Rogers, for our pregame interview here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Here at 91.7 WEEM, we keep updated with our community by being on the hottest social media platforms around. Follow us at 91.7 WEEM on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. Follow us today. We would love to hear from all of our listeners, so go to our Instagram today to answer our daily poll. Keep updated with our latest posts and trends here on 91.7 WEEM.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM. Welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show, 91.7 WEEM. I'm Dawson Perrell, joined here once again by the head coach for the Lady Arabians basketball team here at Pendleton Heights, Coach Rogers. First off, Coach, thanks for coming down and joining me.
Thanks for having me.
All right, but tonight you guys are going to be back at home facing off against the 16-3 LaPel Bulldogs. Now, of course, as you know, this isn't your first time facing off against the Lady Bulldogs. You lost to them in the second round of the county tournament a couple weeks back. But considering this isn't your first matchup against LaPel, what's really your game plan heading into this one?
Well, you know, we went back, we dug through the film, we saw some things where we made some mistakes. So, you know, we'll be looking to kind of rectify those. But I think the bigger thing is, you know, one, it's just, you know, we battled back against New Pal. You know, Rushville had a pretty good game. We just got to continue to kind of stay on that path. We got to play with energy and, you know, continue to figure out how to play defense without fouling, which we kind of did against Rushville. So, but yeah, definitely some adjustments will be made and we'll kind of go from there and see what happens.
Yeah, and you look a bit deeper on your first matchup against the LaPel Bulldogs in that county tournament. You guys gave up 12 offensive rebounds there against them. So how do you really fix that up and how do you correct that in your second matchup against LaPel?
I think number one is you can't, you know, Ada Hupfer can't get in foul trouble like she did. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're going to try to do some things to protect her and, but, you know, you can try and have a plan all you want, but sometimes, you know, those plans don't work and you got to be able to adjust. So, you know, no matter what happens, we'll put the best team that we can out there and see what we can get done.
Yeah, now you mentioned there defending without fouling being a big point of yours over the last couple of weeks. That can be even tougher against a team like the Pale where they're tough down low. So how do you really, you know, keep to the same level energy as a tough team like the Pale, but at the same time not foul?
Well, you know, I think for us, you know, I think a lot of what was happening was kind of breakdowns in our zone. You know, we went back and watched film and, you know, I was kind of surprised at, you know, how bad that we were, that kind of helped contribute to them going on that run. But, you know, once again, I think this is going to be one, you know, there's going to be a lot of people here, you know, people know and respect these two teams. So, there's going to be a good crowd. We just got to go out and, you know, just be us for sure.
But with that being said, that'll do it for our pregame talk here with Coach Rogers. Once again, Coach, thanks for coming down and joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here from Pendleton Heights High School's Joe Buck Court. for the rest of this pregame show between with me and Ryan Davis. Just getting ready here as teams are finishing up their warm-ups before tip-off. Me and Ryan are going to go over the starters and keys of the game for both teams. So we're going to start with the visiting LaPel Lady Bulldogs. Starting for them is Lanaya Wills, Maddie Pointer, Jocelyn Love, Rosemary Likens, and Anley Stowe. Then for Pendleton Heights, it's Baldwin, Warfel, Jones, Morrison, and Hupfer. And that's kind of the usual five. We've seen a few different starting fives with a few different players in there. But, you know, that's kind of been the one that's been going strong here these past six or seven games. So, Ryan, for Pendleton Heights, what do you think their biggest key of the game is against LaPel?
I think their biggest key of the game is to stop Maddie Pointer and Lena Wills. I think that's the biggest thing to do. With them having 22 points each in that county game, I think that's what really pulled out the win for them. Having 44 points between two people, it's really tough to stop just how good they are. They're just such a great duo together. But also, I think one of the biggest things is they have to limit LaPel's offensive rebounds.
Yeah, offensive rebounds are a big thing. Second chance points, that's a big thing at any level. But one thing I want to mention here as well, Pendleton Heights struggled against the three-point shooting that LaPel brought in this last matchup. They were very efficient from behind the three-point line. And, you know, just looking at it here, their percentages may not be that high, but they shoot at a very, very good percentage. So I think maybe their average or their percentage on the year doesn't show what they actually are in game, because these girls are very good shooters for LaPel. And then for LaPel to stop Pendleton Heights, they just have to stop Casey Warfel around the perimeter and Ada Hupfer down low. You stop those two, I think you're pretty sound, but they have to remember about Olivia Jones. She may only be averaging 9, but her career high on the season is 29. And that was in the first round of the Madison County tournament against Anderson. So I think if they limit those three scorers, they should be having a good night. And then offensively, as I mentioned, getting the ball out on the perimeter for good shots and getting Wills and Pointer open. With that, me and Ryan are going to take a quick break for the national anthem here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming to music to live sports broadcasts and podcasts. But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the station that the students operate here on 91.7 WEEM. Donate today at 917WEEM.org. Again, that is 917WEEM.org.
While high school sports help students develop their athletic skills, the real lessons in this second classroom are the skills needed for life. I'm Brian Lewis.
And I'm Carrie Rosati. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. In high school sports, student athletes aren't just running drills. They're learning discipline and work ethic.
They're not just watching film. They're learning the value of preparation and always finding ways to improve.
They're not just hitting the weight room. They're learning the importance of pushing through any challenges that come their way.
These aren't just some of the skills student athletes need to navigate the game. These are the skills they need to navigate life, to be successful people, to be good humans.
You can ensure these life lessons are taught for generations to come. Be a champion of high school sports and buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is preparing for the game. This is preparing for life. This is your IHSAA.
Here at 91.7 WEEM, we keep updated with our community by being on the hottest social media platforms around. Follow us at 91.7 WEEM on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube.
Follow us today.
We would love to hear from all of our listeners, so go to our Instagram today to answer our daily poll. Keep updated with our latest posts and trends here on 91.7 WEEM.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We Welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School's Joe Buck Court as the PA announcer is going through the starting lineups for both teams. Right now, he's going through the LaPel Lady Bulldogs, the visitors here this evening, as now he's switched over to Pendleton Heights. One thing I want to mention about LaPel, two sophomores are starting. One sophomore is starting. That's Linnea Wills. I misread that. Four seniors, though. Stowe, Likens, Love, and Pointer are all seniors. This just shows how much veteranship Coach Newby has on this roster.
Yeah, with a lot of experience like that, I mean, they just have played each other for so long. They have a lot of time playing together. I think that's just a tough thing to stop. When you've played with each other for 4 years now, you know how each other play. It's easy to get going quick.
Yeah, and I think for Pendleton Heights, you know, they have some veteranship. Skylar Baldwin, Casey Warfel, and Michaela Morrison, all three of them upperclassmen. You know, Baldwin being the senior leader of this group. But, you know, they also have some youth. Olivia Jones being a sophomore and Ada Huffer being a freshman. So really, Pendleton Heights has a great mesh there of youth and veteranship. So I think this matchup really pans out of what these two teams can bring to the table.
Yeah, with Ada Huffer being a freshman, at the start of the year, we saw a little bit of growing pains from her, but now we've seen her start to mature, and I think she's going to be great in the long run.
Yes. We are just moments away here from tip-off for LaPel. It's going to be Linnea Wills, and for Pendleton Heights, it's obviously the 6'3 freshman, Ada Huffer. So we are now just underway. The referee is doing all their last checks. As ball will be tipped to the Arabians, Baldwin has it. She'll cross the timeline, finds Jones, low wing near to us. Huffer, her shot blocked by Wills. Casey Warfel gets the rebound, puts it back up. No good, as it's an air ball rebounded by Stowe. As she'll bring the ball up herself. As good. It's now Likens.
Good defense there by Lena Wills on Ada Huffer down low in the post.
Taking her time, finds Wills on the wing nearest to us. Huffer playing kind of off of her. Now Likens with it on the wing, goes to Stowe in the corner, up to Pointer. Maddie Pointer and Linnea Wills, a dangerous duo to have as Pointer dumps it off to Wills. Bitter and Shumper, no good. Rebound, Baldwin. Skylar Baldwin walking her way up the court now. 0-0 still. Both teams getting a good look, just can't get it to fall. Baldwin now with it on the wing. Screen by Huffer. Loses it. Somehow Huffer gets it. Layup, no good. Rebound, Michaela Morrison goes back up with it. Shot's no good, but a foul, and that one looks to be on Linnea Wills.
Good job there by Michaela Morrison to use her body, draw that foul.
That will go on Wills. That was her first team's first of the quarter. And Michaela Morrison, a 46% free throw shooter, so not the greatest shooter on the team, but she knocks that one down, giving her the first points of the game for any scorer. As Michaela Morrison going through motions, second one is up. And it's in. She is 100% so far on the night with that one. As Maddie Pointer gives it back to Likens off the inbound, as she'll bring the ball up. Now crosses the timeline, goes to Pointer on the wing. Takes the handoff, drives, dumps it off to Stowe, finds Likens on the wing. Up top to Love, now to Wills on the wing. Defended by Huffer. Now to Stowe. Over to Likens on the opposite wing. Now into the corner. For Love, finds Pointer up on the wing, stolen away by Baldwin, up ahead in the fast break. Wills stops, hands it off to Huffer, and an offensive foul on Ada. Say she pushed off there, so that'll be her first.
Great hustle there by the Lady Bulldogs to get back on that fast break. There was three LaPel Bulldogs on Skylar Baldwin down low in the post.
2-0 is the score. 6:24 and counting left here in the first. Pendleton Heights leads as a traveling violation against Likens. That'll be a turnover in Pendleton Heights ball. Jones to pass it in to Baldwin. As the Lady Arabians set up a play, goes to Warfel on the wing. Back to Baldwin, top of the key. Now to Jones on the opposite wing. Cross court pass to Warfel. Back to Jones. Jab steps. Finds Baldwin, top of the key. Now to Huffer in the high post. Spin move. dumps it off. Jones, wide open three from the wing. It's good. Olivia Jones, one for one from behind the arc.
I'm really liking this ball movement from the Lady Arabians right now.
Gives them a 5-0 lead with 5:50 left here in the first. Casey Warple, good defense on Likens. Tipped it away. Ball goes out of bounds. They say last touch by a Bulldog will be Pendleton Heights ball. Coach Rogers calling out the play he wants the Lady Ravens to run. Baldwin gets the inbound. Crosses the timeline. Drives over to the wing. Kicks back to Warple on the opposite wing. Gets a screen from Morrison. Drives. Double clutch layup. It's good for Casey Warple. She now has two.
Great play design there by the Lady Ravens to give Casey Warple that free open layup.
Pointer with it. Defended by Jones. She'll drive. Loses the ball. Recovered by Love. Baldwin swarming her. Gives it off to Stowe. Now to Wills. Top of the key. Jab step. Drive. Mariah Wills. As referee calls a foul on the floor. No shot. Foul goes on Baldwin. That'll be her first, team's second. 7-0, still a score. 5:14 left here in the first. Pointer to pass it in. Lobs it in to Stowe. Stolen by, I believe that's Morrison. Recovered now off of a steal by Love. Wills with it. Stops. Gives it off to Love on the wing. Back to Wills. Top of the key. Not a pointer on the wing. She gives it to, I believe that was Likens. Stolen by Warfel and fouled by Likens on the fast break. So that'll be Likens' first, team's second. So it'll be on a, so it'll be an inbound for Lady Arabians. As Baldwin gets the inbound, now crosses the timeline. Goes to Jones on the wing. Near the post for Huffer. Back. Tries to get it to Warfel, but stolen by Maddie Pointer. As now Maddie Pointer working her way up the court. She finds Likens, low wing, saves it from going out of bounds, goes to Stowe, now to Wills, corner three, it's up, no good, rebounded by Baldwin, hands it off to Casey Warfels, there she goes, using her speed in the fast break, Euros high-stepping, can't get the layup to fall, gets her own rebound, kicks it out, Baldwin, top of the key, takes the three, can't get it to fall, rebound goes to Huffer, spin move, layup, as a traveling violation. It will be a turnover. Bulldogs ball. 7-0, still the score. 4:14 left here in the first. LaPel sits scoreless still. As it'll be Likens with it on the wing. Hands it off to Pointer. And a near steal by Warfel. But Pointer recovers. Finds Stowe. Good defense there from Morrison tipping the ball. Stowe recovers. Gets a screen from Wills. Now to Wills, top of the key from Stowe. Finds Pointer on the wing. She'll drive. As her shot's blocked by Huffer. As the pass to Jones nearly is stolen, but she recovers. Now Baldwin with it over to Jones on the wing. She's trying to find somewhere to dump it off. Goes to Huffer. Has it tipped away. Jump ball will be LaPel basketball, and just a good job there from Love forcing the jump ball. As now Mamie Trout will check in for Michaela Morrison.
Yeah, good pass there by Olivia Jones to Ada Huffer, but with that double team, Ada Huffer was looking back, but Rosemary Likens was there for that steal.
As Coach Newby will take a timeout. I believe it's a 30-second timeout. We're going to take it with them. 7-0, your score. 3:20 left here in the first. Pendleton Heights leads on the Arabian Sports Network. 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Again, that's mycsbin.com.
Back to Lady Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School's Joe Buck Court. as the LaPel Lady Bulldogs will get the ball coming out of the timeout break. 7-0 still the score. 3:13 and counting left here in the first. Pendleton Heights still leads. Wills with it. Over to Stowe. Not a pointer. Has it near the logo on the far wing. Finds Wills in the corner. Goes up to the opposite wing for Likens. Gives it to Pointer. Back to Likens. As a near steal on the pass to Stowe by Jones. But it'll be tipped out and will stay with LaPel. As checking in, that's Sophie Goodwin. She'll check in for Rosemary Likens. Goes to Love off the inbound. Not a pointer on the wing. Casey Warfel defending. Not putting much pressure on. Pointer to Goodwin. Now to Love. Back to Goodwin. Over to Pointer on the wing. Trying to drive past Jones. Jones, good defense. Over to Wills. Not a Goodwin. Back to Wills. Another post for Pointer. Backdoor cut to Wills, as that'll be the first points for LaPel off the Wills layup. 2:22 and counting now in the first. 7-2 now the score as Trout has it on the wing. Into the corner for Jones. Back up to the wing to Trout. Defended by Goodwin. Now double teamed by Pointer as it's a steal by Maddie Pointer as she has a wide open layup. As she scores. Maddie Pointer now gets her first points on the layup. As Baldwin across the timeline now for Pendleton Heights. Goes to Jones on the wing. Into the corner for Warfel. Takes a three over Wills. Can't cash it home. Rebounds tipped by Huffer, but Love comes away with it. And she's now on the fast break. Hesitates. And a steal by Warfel. Wills trying to get back. Reverse layup. Casey Warfel. It's good. Casey Warfel up to four now.
Casey Warfel on the year averaging 25.1 points per game and 6 rebounds a game.
9-4 is the score. 1:28 and counting left here in the first. Pendleton Heights still leads. Wills with it. Over to Stowe. Tries to get it into Pointer, but stolen by Baldwin. Gets it to Trout after being swarmed by Lady Bulldogs. And just good defense there from Pendleton Heights. Coach Rogers sitting in that 2-3 zone. As Casey Warfel, spin-around jumper, it's good. She now has 6 off that make.
Great pass there by Skylar Baldwin. Fit it into that hole right to Casey Warfel.
7-point lead for Pendleton Heights, the biggest so far this evening. Pointer calling out the play, working on Jones. Finds Goodwin. Now to Stowe on the wing, defended by Warfel. Gets it to Love. Now to Goodwin in the corner. Back up to Stowe. Gets a screen from Wills. Now to Pointer on the wing. Thought about a three, drives instead. Kicks it out. Wills. And just inside the three-point line, her shot no good. Rebound, Baldwin. Got 30 seconds now left here in the first quarter. Slowing things down, trying to set up a play, get the last shot. Jones with it. Back to Baldwin. Now to Warfel on the wing. Cross-court pass to Jones. 3. Bounces around, but falls out. Rebound, Wills. 10 seconds left. Now to Goodwin on the wing. Drives. Dumps it off to Wills. Shot's blocked. Rebounded by Casey Warfel off after the block. Her layup on the other end. No good. Fouled on the way up, so she'll go to line for 2. 0.4 seconds left here in the first.
Yeah, great job there by Casey Warfel to draw that foul.
Yeah, foul goes on Anley Stowe. That'll be her first. Team's third. Casey Warfel, a 65% free throw shooter on the season, so fairly accurate. Gets that one to fall. She's up to 7 on the evening. And one thing about Casey Warfel, she's a very good defender, able to poke the ball out. And that's why she gets as many easy layups as she does, as she makes that one. Now her total up to 8. As that will do it for the first quarter. Your score, Pendleton Heights 13, LaPel Lady Bulldogs 4. 9-point lead for Pendleton Heights going into the break. We're going to take a quick break on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salon and Style. Detour Salon and Style provides women, men, and children haircuts, special occasions, spa days, gift certificates, float tank therapy, massage therapy, permanent makeup, lash extensions, signature facials, IPL laser therapy, red carpet facials, and treatments such as teeth bleaching, hair removal, and more. On Facebook and Twitter or at DetourSalon.com, Detour Salon and Style.
In high school sports, there are some things more important than winning.
Like helping student athletes build character, become better people, and prepare for life. I'm Brian Lewis.
And I'm Chris Kaufman. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. And we believe the purpose of high school sports is much greater than what the scoreboard says.
It's about teaching. It's about growth. It's about developing the whole person, not just the athlete.
That's our number one priority. Every sport, every student athlete, every day.
Let's champion what we believe in. Like learning, like character, like integrity.
If you support the mission of high school sports and the life lessons they teach, then buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events. Join us in being a champion of high school sports.
This is what we do. This is what we believe. This is your IHSAA.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School's Joe Buck Court. As we were in the break, Casey Warfel got a jumper to fall. Brings their lead up to 11. Biggest lead of the night for Pendleton Heights. As Goodwin has it, now to Stowe on the wing. Now in the corner. That's Likens. Back up to Goodwin, now to Stowe. Working the ball around lapel, getting some good ball movement here, trying to put some points on the board. As now Likens with it on the wing, gives it the pointer, top of the key. Tries to lob it into Wills as hits good for Lanaya. Wills off that layup. She's up to four. As Roberts with it, finds Jones, low wing, cross-court pass to Warfel. Wing, three. No good. Rebound, Stowe. As now Likens with it, up to Stowe, back to Likens. Goes to Goodwin, back to Likens, now to Pointer, wing, three. It's good for Maddie Pointer. She has five off that three-pointer. Cuts the lead to six now.
Maddie Pointer on the year is averaging 16.2 points per game, which is not leading LaPel in points.
As she gets the steal there, as her layup won't fall, but a foul. So she'll go to the line for two. Foul goes on Roberts. That'll be her first, team's first of the quarter. As Maddie Pointer on the season, 84% from the free throw line. A very good free throw shooter as she makes that one there, up to six. As Mamie Trout will take a seat and Ada Huffer makes her return. As that's the one thing about Pendleton Heights. They really need to Huffer in for this one as Pointer makes the second up to seven.
Yeah, without Ada Huffer down low in the post, Lena Wills can just dominate down there. There's, for the Arabians, there's just no height to defend her.
As Huffer in the post, her layup no good. But a foul, so she'll go to line for two. I believe that one goes on Likens. Nope, it goes on Anley Stowe. That'll be her second. Team's second. No, team's first, not second. As Huffer makes that one, her first point of the game.
Yeah, Ada Huffer averaging 76% on the charity stripe and averaging 10.4 points a game.
As Baldwin checks in for Roberts, as Huffer makes that one. Two for two now on the evening for Huffer. 76% from the free throw line on the season for her. Likens with it. Trying to set up some offense. Goes to Goodwin on the wing. Now up near half court, finds Wills on the wing. Finds the back door, cuts a pointer as it's good. She has nine. 5:48 and counting now. Pendleton Heights lead 17-13. Ball's loose on the ground. Huffer comes away with it. Pump fakes, dumps it off. Morrison, shot. Won't fall. Rebounds tipped out by, I believe that was Stowe. Will stay with Pendleton Heights. as Olivia Jones to pass the ball in for Pendleton Heights. Goes to Casey Warfel off the inbound. Warfel with it, defended by, I believe that's Likens, now to Baldwin. It's too high of a pass for the 6'3 Hupfer. That'll be a turnover for Pendleton Heights and be LaBelle Lady Bulldogs ball. I guess she's tall, but
she's not that tall.
She's not that tall. Maybe if Josiah was out there, he could catch it. But
yeah, you saw Skyler Baldwin just run back, just shake it off. It's the next play, make it up.
As Likens with it, corner three, no good. As Baldwin tips the rebound, gets it somehow, finds Jones, layup. It's good, Olivia Jones up to five off that make.
That's what I would call the makeup play right there for Skyler.
The makeup play. I think that's a makeup play. As Likens with it now. Finds Pointer, top of the key. Trying to work on Jones. Stolen away by Casey Warfel out of the head of the pack. As that layup's just easy for her. She has 12 now.
If I'm correct, that is Casey Warfel's fourth steal of the game. It's only 4 minutes, 38 seconds left of the second quarter.
Yeah, she brings the lead back up to 8. 21-13, Pendleton Heights still leads. Likens with it. Goes to Wills in the low wing corner area. Trying to work on Hupfer. Goes to Goodwin, top of the key. Back to Wills. Drives. Kicks it over to Likens in the corner up ahead, up to the wing for Stowe. Pump fakes. Nearly stolen by Baldwin and Morrison. But Pointer recovers. She'll drive. Loses the ball. Somehow recovers it. Gets it to Goodwin on the wing for three. No good. Rebound's tipped around. Warfel comes away with it. As she's now up ahead on the fast break. As a carry and a turnover on Pendleton Heights, it'll be LaPelle Bulldog. Say Casey Warfel carried the ball. ...21-13, still our score. 3:58 left here in the second. As Likens to bring the ball up for LaPelle. Crosses the timeline. Defended by Warfel. Goes to Wills on the wing. Working on Hupfer. Spin move. Layup blocked by Hupfer. Baldwin up ahead to Jones quickly. Steps back. Mid-range jumper. Dumps it off. Hupfer. Her jumper. It's good. Ada Hupfer with four. 10-point lead now for Pendleton Heights off that make.
Yeah, Lena Wills tried a fake spin move there, but Ada Hupfer was not fooled by it at all. It stayed right there and got that block.
As Likens with it. Coach Newby not happy with Wills off that block. As Wills now has it on the wing. Hupfer playing kind of off of her. Finds Pointer on the wing. Gets a screen from Wills. Kicks it to Stowe. Now to Likens. Corner three in the face of Warfel. Can't get it to fall. Rebound Pointer. Finds Stowe. Now to Wills. Her wing three won't fall. Rebound Baldwin. 2:55 and counting left here in the half. As Baldwin off the pass from Warfel finds Hupfer. Spin move. Kicks it to Baldwin. Her layup won't fall. Rebound Lanaya Wills. And she'll bring the ball up herself. Trying to work this offense. Finds Goodwin. She'll cross it to Pointer on the wing. Drives. Tries to get it to Stowe, but ball travels out of bounds. Will be Pendleton Heights basketball off the turnover.
Yeah, great defense right now from the Lady Arabians. Not letting anything go down low.
Man, this is not the same LaPelle team we saw back in the Madison County tournament. As Baldwin kicks it to Jones. Now to Warfel. Corner three. Won't fall. Rebound Wills. Is Baldwin trying to get the steal there, but couldn't. As Wills with it. Finds Pointer. She'll drive. Loses the ball. Gives it to Stowe. Stowe tries to give it back to Pointer, but stolen by Jones. As finds Hupfer. Now to Baldwin. To Warfel on the wing. She'll drive. Step back. Mid-range jumper. Casey Warfel won't fall. Rebounds tipped off of Morrison. Couldn't secure it. Will be LaPelle basketball. As Love will come back in. And Brooklyn Bowles will check in, getting her first appearance. Now Bree Perry checking in for Hupfer, getting her first appearance. And Perry has the tough assignment of Lanaya Wills. Wills has the mismatch in height. 23-13, a minute 45 left here in the half. Pendleton Heights leads by 10. It's Likens with it. Goes to Love. Wants to float it into Wills. But some good defense there. Floats it in instead as Wills layup. It's good. Up to 6 now for Wills. Baldwin will cross the timeline now.
Wills just such a tough player to guard with her height. Two people were on her, Bree Perry and Casey Warfel, and still she got that basket.
As Jones with it on the wing. Finds Perry in the high post. Back to Jones at the top of the key. Now to Warfel on the wing. Goes to Baldwin. Mid-range jumper from the charity stripe won't fall. Rebound Perry. Kicks it out. Jones. Moving three. Won't fall. Rebound Wills. Up ahead to Pointer. As Pointer quickly stopped by Warfel. As a steal by Baldwin off the pass to Wills. As Skylar Baldwin now has two off that layup. As Love going quickly up the court. Finds Pointer. Now to Likens. 32 and counting left here in the half. 25-15. Still 10-point lead for Pendleton Heights. Love with it. Tries to feed it into Wills, but ball is spiked away by Jones. So we're going to take a quick 10-second break for the station's legal ID on the Arabian Sports Network. 91.7 WEEM.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
As while we're in the break, a couple quick substitutions. Baldwin will come out, and Aubrey Warfel will come in, and then Goodwin makes her return for Love. As Aubrey Warfel with it, defended by Pointer, finds her sister Casey. Into Perry in the post. Now to Aubrey Warfel. Corner three. Can't get that one to fall. Rebound Perry. Puts it back up and in. Bree Perry now up to 2 points on the evening. As Pointer gets it up to Wills. At the buzzer. Three-pointer. Won't fall. As that will do it for the first half of basketball. Pendleton Heights 27. LaPel Lady Bulldogs 15. We're going to take just a quick break. But when we return, our halftime interview, Aiden Wilson got to sit down with Cooper Sims on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Anita's Diner, located at 777 East Water Street in Pendleton. Daily specials both eat in and carry out from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. More information at 765-778-0001. Again, that's 765-778-0001. Anita's Diner. This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Twister's Soda Bar, located at 3289 West Engle Road, right across from Pendleton Heights High School. Twister's Soda Bar offers a variety of drinks, including sodas, seltzers, lemonades, iced coffee, sweetened or unsweetened tea, snacks, and can combine any of those with their syrups, creams, fruit, candy, and edible glitter. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. More information is available at twistersodabar.com. Twister's Soda Bar.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the ASN Halftime Show. My name is Aiden Wilson, and today I'm joined by a boys basketball varsity guard, Cooper Sims. All right, so first off, Cooper, last year, your freshman year, you played mostly JV, right?
I actually was on the freshman team most of the time.
Oh, you were? Yeah. All right, so this year, obviously, you're playing varsity. You've developed more of a role in the offense, and I assume you're more comfortable with varsity play, especially now. So could you explain that transition from freshman to varsity, and was there anybody specific that made that transition easier for you?
You know, the older guys, being a younger guy in the team, I look up to the older guys. You know, they tell me something, I'm going to listen to them.
Yeah. All right, so, and how do you think Coach Buck will adjust to the guard play next year? Obviously, the seniors are going to graduate, Dontrez and Isaac Wilson. And what role do you think you can hope, or what role do you hope you can step into next year?
I'm going to just...
All right, so it was, how do you hope you can, what role you hope you can get as the seniors graduate?
I hope to be a starter next year, help some of the younger guys that are coming up, help make the team better, help them get ready, and use my experience and try and help them prepare them.
All right, so in your first game of the season, obviously your first time playing varsity, I can just assume that that was kind of nervous night for you. How have you gotten more comfortable as the year has gone on, and how do you hope to improve for next year?
I've grown more comfortable with the guys around me. I've got to know them a lot better. So when I'm in playing with them, it's a lot easier for me.
So do you think with the seniors graduating next year, do you think maybe some of your minutes will be harder because you don't have those guys, or do you hope, like, how do you think that'll go next year?
Like I said earlier, getting the guy, if I can help get the guys ready for next year, I feel like we build a relationship with them, the players, next year, and I feel like we can pick up from where we left off.
Okay. All right. So now as we step deeper into the season, currently the team stands at 6-7. Obviously a losing record, but you guys do have a pretty tough schedule. So, you know, the record may not show how good a team truly is, but with that being said, how do you really think the team is playing as a whole, and what adjustments could be made, if any?
You know, I think we're doing really good. I mean, the record says 6-7, but I think each day we're battling practice, we're competing. I feel like we're right there every time. I feel like if we just keep it up, keep getting better as the season goes on, we'll be ready for sectionals.
All right. Now, obviously, I assume you play with both groups, you know, the starters and maybe the bench reserves sometimes. But in those different lineups, what are the main differences that you see from the starting lineup to maybe the bench players when you're personally in the game and playing?
You know, it's just, can you add that?
Yeah, you're good. Just think of your answer and then just go ahead. So, like, I'm trying to explain it more. So when you play with the starters, obviously the starters are going to be better versus the bench unit. So I assume you play with both, maybe sometimes.
Yeah.
So go try to explain, like, the momentum, the tempo, the plays, the skill of the starting unit versus how the bench, like, how the bench goes in game. So obviously starters, they're faster. They know their stuff. They're better. With the bench, maybe they're a little bit slower, but they're more patient with the offense, stuff like that. Like, go deeper into that. You're good to go whenever.
I think, wait, what was the question again?
Sorry. Playing with the starters and the bench unit, what are the main differences that you see?
So I'm good now.
Huh?
I can start.
Yeah, you're good.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a tough question.
I try not to look at a difference when I go in. You know, when I go in, I try and bring energy, whether it doesn't matter what group I'm playing with, what guys I'm playing with. I think our team's got a lot of depth. So I don't really look at that. I just try and bring energy when I'm in there and get us going.
All right. Well, that's all I've got for this halftime interview. And now back to some second half action. And thanks to Cooper Sims for stopping in with us.
Here at 91.7 WEEM, we keep updated with our community by being on the hottest social media platforms around. Follow us at 91.7 WEEM on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube.
Follow us today.
We would love to hear from all of our listeners, so go to our Instagram today to answer our daily poll. Keep updated with our latest posts and trends here on 91.7 WEEM.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School's Joe Buck Corp. And if you're just joining us alongside Ryan Davis, I'm Michael Hooker. As we have played one half of basketball already, where Pendleton Heights came out on top of that first half, 27-15 over the LaPel Lady Bulldogs, who LaPel took down Pendleton Heights in the second round of the Madison County Tournament. And I guess you could say that this game, I don't think is as important as the Madison County Tournament. Obviously, you know, both of those games still count towards your record and you want to win them. But importance-wise, I don't think this game is as important as that Madison County Tournament matchup. But going into this first half stats, two scorers for LaPel, Maddie Pointer with 9 and Lanaya Wills with 6. Then for Pendleton Heights, it's Casey Warfel with 12. Then it's Olivia Jones with 5, Ada Huffer with 4, then Morrison, Perry, and Baldwin each have 2, and that will round out the 27 points for Pendleton and 15 for LaPel. And Ryan, what have you really seen in this first half from both LaPel and Pendleton that has maybe worked or not worked?
Yeah, for LaPel, I'll go to LaPel first. LaPel has really done a great job at scoring in the post. I think that's really that's a thing that they're really good at. Lena Wills with 6 and Maddie Pointer, I don't think they've made a shot from beyond the arc this entire game. I think that's where they thrive most often, and they've done a great job at it this game. But heading over to Pendleton Heights, they've really done a great job at second chance points with Ada Huffer getting most of those boards for them. And also, their defense has been great against these LaPel Bulldogs, only holding Maddie Pointer and Lena Wills to 9 and 6 points. And I'm pretty sure we saw Skylar Baldwin with 5 steals and Casey Warfel with 5 also.
Yeah, 10 steals in the first half combined between the two. And I think there was more by maybe Olivia Jones, Ada Huffer, and Michaela Morrison in there. So really, this defense by Pendleton Heights has been really good that Coach Rogers has put forward. They've been sticking in kind of that 2-3 zone or that 3-2 or 1-2-2. So I think Coach Rogers has really found the counter to beating them. Now, the one problem he's facing is when Ada Huffer's off the floor, stopping Lanaya Wills. Because their offense, when Huffer's not on the floor, is to just try to lob it over whoever's guarding her, whether that's Bree Perry or Michaela Morrison. Because she has that height over them, it just makes it easier for her to get to pick it, like, I guess, go up and catch it over them. Now, when Huffer's in, she only had 2 points. She's shot, I believe, 4 or 5 shots on her, and 3 of them have been blocked by Huffer. So height does make a difference in that matchup.
Yeah, as you said, height makes a difference. But at the same time, they've really done a great job only holding her to 4 in the first half. And also, they've barely had enough time to get it to Lena Wills because Casey Warfel or Skylar Baldwin has stolen it.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the highlights of this defense is their perimeter defense. Olivia Jones, Skylar Baldwin, and Casey Warfel, just a great trio to have out there. You know, they all are very highly there on steals. You know, Warfel with 5, as you mentioned, and Baldwin with 5. I believe Jones has 1 or 2 steals on the night, and I think she's definitely going to get some more. But we're just 20 seconds away from starting the third quarter here at Pendleton Heights. There's a pep band, a decent-sized student section, some cheerleaders here. We just had the halftime entertainment for some of the fans, the Papa Shot for a ticket for a free pop. So some good energy here tonight, Ryan.
Yeah, for the Papa Shot, as you said, I've only seen that only here. I've seen a lot. Pendleton Heights does a lot of things for their fans in halftime for both boys and girls. As you see the Chuck-a-Puck in the boys' games at halftime win money, and you have the 50-50. They've done a lot of things here that I've only seen here. Everywhere else, I've never seen.
Yeah. As LaPel will start with the ball coming out of the halftime break, as Stowe will get the inbound from Love. Picks up her dribble. Swarmed by Morrison and Warfel. Can't find anywhere to go. Gives it to Wills as that ball is tipped around, nearly stolen by a Lady Arabian. As Pointer will have to throw it off of Baldwin's leg. So they can keep possession. We'll go out of bounds. We'll stay with LaPel. As it'll be Jocelyn Love to inbound the ball. Trying to go to Stowe. Baldwin, great defense there. Gets it to Stowe. Morrison playing close defense. As they have to try to set up some offense. Gets it to Wills. Top of the key. Finds Pointer on the wing. Working on Jones. Not a Love on the wing that she was just on. Trying to get it to Stowe in the post. She does. Layup rolls around and in for Ann Lee Stowe. She's up to 2 points on the evening.
Yeah, and Ann Lee Stowe on the year is averaging 6.4 points per game and 4.3 rebounds a game.
Casey Warfel finds Jones, lobs it in to Ada as her layup. It's good for Ada. She's up to 6. As she did have Casey Warfel wide open there in the corner, but she decided to take the layup herself as Lykins with it, finds Pointer, now to Wills, top of the key, 3, Bounces around, won't go in. Rebound, 6-3 Hupfer. As Casey Warfel up ahead with it, loses it, is kicked around. They say last touch by Likens will be Pendleton Heights ball. Just couldn't control the ball there on the fast break from Warfel as Jones quickly inbounds it to Warfel as that one will fall. She's up to 14. 31-17 now the score. 6:28 and counting left here in the third. 14-point lead for Pendleton Heights, biggest of the evening. Wills with it now to Stowe on the wing. Finds Pointer, trying to work on Jones. Stowe in the post, finds Wills, gets her feet set, mid-range jumper, just can't get it to fall as Warfel gets the rebound for Pendleton Heights. As Baldwin finds Jones, crosses it over to Warfel, now to Baldwin. Up ahead to Warfel as she loses it, but I guess you could say a pass off to Hupfer. Hupfer now has 8.
Yeah, that'll work.
As a full timeout now taken here by Coach Zach Newby. We'll take it with him. 33-17, your score. Pendleton Heights leads by 16 over LaPel with 5:46 left here in the third on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Again, that's mycsbin.com.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School's Joe Buck Court as we are just now going to exit the timeout as I believe it'll be LaPel basketball coming out of the timeout. And it's 33-17 still the score. If you're just joining us alongside Ryan Davis, I'm Mike Locher. Pendleton Heights has led the game the whole time. They came out of the first quarter 13-4 with the lead, then 27-15 at a half, now 33-17. So not the same LaPel Lady Bulldogs team that we saw back in the Madison County tournament. But Likens will inbound the ball to Love, as Love will cross the timeline, goes to Likens, now into the corner for Pointer. Tries to feed it into Stowe, gets it to her. Now over to Likens, layup. It's good. I'm sorry, Wills. She's up to 6 or 8. It's 5:28 and counting now left here in the third. 14-point lead for Pendleton Heights. Morrison with it in the corner. Fine. Tries to get it to Baldwin. Miscommunication there as the ball will go out of bounds and will be LaPel basketball. As Pointer to bring the ball up for LaPel, crosses the timeline, goes to Love on the wing, now to Likens, back to Love, defended by Baldwin, finds Wills, now to Pointer, top of the key, back to Love, now to Likens in the corner, defended by Warfel, stolen by Warfel as she's up ahead of the pack, one person to beat, that's Pointer, can't get the layup to fall, rebounds tipped, Hupfer gets it. She's now up to 10 on the evening off that make. As Pointer up the court quickly for LaPel, finds Wills as she'll drive. Dumps it off to Stowe. Layup won't fall. Rebound, Warfel. As now she'll run up the court quickly again. Dumps it off Morrison. Layup, it's good. Michaela Morrison up to 4 now off that make.
Yeah, great pass there by Casey Warfel to fit it right. Almost looks like it went in between her legs. I couldn't see from up here, but it was a great pass.
I think she gets kind of some of that from her older sister, Whitney. As Stowe with it. As foul, I believe that one will go on Baldwin. That'll be her second, if it is on her. Yeah, we'll go on Baldwin. That'll be her second. Team's first. But as I mentioned there, Casey Warfel kind of getting some of that passing from her older sister, Whitney Warfel. As Goodman will come in for Likens. As Pointer to pass the ball in, lobs it into Wills. Layup, Won't fall. Gets her own rebound. Second attempt's good. She's now up to 10 off that make. And a foul. Foul goes on Hupfer. Her second. Team's second. As Lanaya Wells, 65% on the season from the free throws line. As this one is up, no good. Rebound Morrison. Baldwin will come back to get the ball. 4:05 left here in the third. 37-21. Pendleton Heights still leads by 16 over LaPel. As Baldwin, heavily defended by Goodwin. As that pass, no clue where it went. As a foul, that one will go on Pointer, as she pretty much just shoved Morrison over for the ball. That'll be her first, team's first. Taylor Rose will check in for Love as Jones inbounds it to Baldwin. Had to make sure she didn't cross the timeline there and get a backcourt. Finds Jones on the wing, trying to feed it into Hupfer. Pass is tipped out of bounds. They say we'll go off Mraz and Rose. As Wills will take a break, and Bowles makes her return after checking in the first quarter as Jones passes it in. Goes to Warfel. Layup won't fall, but a foul. So she'll go to line for two more. She's 2 for 2 so far on the evening. Foul goes on Stowe. That'll be her third. Team's second. 3:42 left here in the third. Still a 16-point Pendleton Heights lead. I believe their biggest lead of the evening is 18. As this one up and in for Casey. Up to 15 on the evening. As I mentioned, 65% from the free throw line on the season. Gets that one to fall. It's a 16 now. As Trout will check in for Jones. Trout will make her return, giving Jones another breather. As Maddie Pointer to bring the ball up for LaPel. She'll cross the timeline. Goes up to Goodwin. Now over to Mraz. Finds Stowe. As ball's tipped out by Warfel, recovered by Hupfer. As Baldwin up the court quick, finds Trout on the wing. Secures the pass, now to Hupfer. Takes a three, Ada Hupfer trying to extend her range, can't get it to fall. Rebound Stowe. As Casey Warfel, an immediate steal, layup. Oh, just misses it. Trying to get another steal, but Stowe finds Pointer to make sure that doesn't happen. As Casey Warfel just hunting for steals now, as Rose has it on the wing. Trying to protect the ball, gets it to Stowe. Now to Pointer. Now over to Bowles, off the bounce pass. Now to Rose. She'll drive, kicks it back out. Bowles, Pointer, top of the key, defended by Warfel. Jab step. Over to the wing. Now Rose once again. Now to Stowe. Not a good one. Pointer drives baseline as her shot's blocked by Warfel.
Yeah, great defense there by Casey Warfel.
Good communication there defensively to know when to switch on to the driving Pointer. As she'll pass the ball in. Goes to Stowe. Now at the top of the key for Goodwin. Over to Morose, now to Pointer on the wing. Defended by Warfel. Gets it to Stowe. As Morose's layup won't fall. Rebound Hupfer. As Baldwin crosses the timeline. As loses the ball, steal by Goodwin. As Stowe up ahead of the pack. And layup will fall. Annalise Stowe off the fast break layup, up to 4 now. As timeout called by Coach Rogers. I believe that'll be a full timeout by Coach Rogers. So we're going to take it with them. Your score, 39-23. Pendleton Heights leads by 14 over LaPel. A minute 54 left here in the third here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning. located at 8711 South State Road 9 in Pendleton, serving Pendleton and surrounding communities since 1960, offering residential heating and air conditioning service and installation, as well as financing and preventative maintenance plans. More information is available at 765-778-3838, House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School's Joe Buck Court, as we are still here at the end of the timeout with a minute 54 left here in the third. Pendleton Heights leads by 14? Yeah, 14 over LaPel. I'm trying to do math here, Ryan. Don't laugh at me.
I think it is 16, actually.
9 plus 6 does not equal 3.
What?
Wait. Oh, it is 16. Never mind. I can't do math. How am I a junior in high school and can't do math?
You good, Michael.
Baldwin gets the ball off the inbound. Gets it to Morrison on the wing. Now to Trout. And double dribble will be a turnover on Pendleton Heights and LaPel basketball. As Rose to pass it in to Wills. As Wills check back into the game during the timeout. She'll cross the timeline, bringing up the ball for LaPel. Goes to Rose on the wing. Defended by Trout. Finds Goodwin. Now to Stowe. Gets a screen from Goodwin. Stowe working on Morrison. Hands it off to Stowe. Top of the key. Back to Stowe. A lot of passing between Goodwin and Stowe. Gets a lane, but pass it off the Bulls, not a Wills. Thought about a three, but doesn't shoot it. Goes to Goodwin on the wing instead. Near steal by Baldwin. Now takes a three by Wills. And she gets that one to fall. Up to 13 off that make. Cuts the lead to 13 for Pendleton Heights.
Lena Wills averaging 24% from the three and is 1-for-3 on the night.
Wolfel crosses it over to Trout. Wing three. Cashes it home. Manny Trout on the three. Just above her average. 19% from the three-point line. As Linaya Wills finds Morrose. Now to Goodwin on the wing. Trying to find somewhere to go with it. 16-point lead as Casey Wolfel, the steal off the miscommunication there. And it's just an easy layup for her. Now up to 18. Leads all scorers here tonight. It's double Maddie Pointer score. As Wills finds Stowe. Thought about a pass to Rose. But saw Trout there. Now goes to Rose on the wing. Feeds it into Wills. Her layup won't fall, but a foul. I believe that one will go on Michaela Morrison. Yeah, it will. That'll be her first. Team's third. Why did I say it so slow like that? Wills at the line. Can't make that one. 0-for-2 so far on the night, as Baldwin will take a seat and Roberts makes her return. 9.9 left here in the third. As Wills. That one will fall. She's up to 14 off that make. As clock will tick. 5 seconds now. Trout with it. As Warfel tried to put up a shot. As she wanted a foul but didn't get it. As that will do it for three quarters. Pendleton Heights 44. LaPel Lady Bulldogs 27. We're going to take a quick break here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
While high school sports help students develop their athletic skills, the real lessons in this second classroom are the skills needed for life. I'm Brian Lewis.
And I'm Carrie Rosati. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. In high school sports, student athletes aren't just running drills. They're learning discipline and work ethic.
They're not just watching film. They're learning the value of preparation and always finding ways to improve.
They're not just hitting the weight room. They're learning the importance of pushing through any challenges that come their way.
These aren't just some of the skills student athletes need to navigate the game. These are the skills they need to navigate life, to be successful people, to be good humans.
You can ensure these life lessons are taught for generations to come. Be a champion of high school sports and buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is preparing for the game. This is preparing for life. This is your IHSAA.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here at Pendleton Heights High School's Joe Buck Court for the start of the fourth quarter between this Madison County matchup between the LaPel Lady Bulldogs and your Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians. As Pendleton Heights will get the ball to start out this quarter. As Roberts inbounds it to Warfel. Back to Roberts on the wing. Into the post for Hupfer. As using her pivot step, can't get it to fall. Gets her own rebound, fading away. That one's good. Ada Hupfer up to 12 now. As Maddie Pointer, she'll bring up the ball. Goes to Wills on the wing. Defended by Hupfer. Finds, I believe that's Likens. Now to Pointer, now to Wills on the wing again. As she'll stop, mid-range jumper. Won't fall. As Morrison gets it. As they say, her foot was out of bounds. They say we'll stay with LaPel ball. 46-27. Pendleton Heights leads by, I believe, 19. As Likens goes to Pointer off the inbound. Trying to drive past Jones. Finds Wills, top of the key. Three. It's good. Lanaya Wills up to 17.
Yeah, Lanaya Wills is 2 for 2 from beyond the arc in the second half.
46-30 now the score. 7:04 and counting left here in the fourth. I guess you could say game right now. It's Pointer hounding Olivia Jones. Dumps it off to Morrison. Now to Hupfer. Hands it off to Jones. As she stops, spins around. Jumper can't fall. Follows her shot, gets her own rebound, finds Warfel somehow, steps around, can't get the layup to fall, rebound Wills, and fouled by Warfel, trying to get a steal there. It'll be her first, team's first.
Her first.
16-point lead still for Pendleton Heights. 6:33 and counting left here in the game. Wills crosses the timeline. Goes to Pointer on the wing. Far side from us. Finds Stowe. Defended by Morrison. Morrison playing great defense on Stowe so far. Now to Wills. She'll drive. Defended by Hupfer. Back to Stowe. As tries to get it to Bowles. Intercepted by Hupfer. Warfel crosses it over to Jones. As a deep three by Roberts. Nearly goes in. Hupfer fighting for the rebound. Gets a foul.
That was a deep three. Her third. That was beyond
second.
The volleyball arc. Not the volleyball arc, but the volleyball line on the logo.
Hey, you got to have confidence in your shooting ability, man.
Almost went in.
Pointer thought about a three. Got Jones to jump, but dumps it off the Wills instead on the wing. Now to Likens. Back to Pointer. In the post for Stowe. Working on Morrison. Good move, and the layup's good for Stowe. She's up to 6. Roberts crosses the timeline. Lobs it up to Hupfer. Stolen away. Just couldn't get a hold of the pass. Pointer finds Wills. 3 on the wing. Can't get it to fall. Ball's loose. They say last touch by Bowles will be Pendleton Heights ball. As Aubrey Warfel will come in for Emma Roberts. As Jones will bring the ball up for Pendleton Heights. Kicks it to Hupfer. As wide open lane for Hupfer. Can't get the layup to fall. Rebounded by Wills. 46-32. 5:10 in the left here in the fourth. Stowe with it. Finds Wills. Now over to Pointer. Thought about a three. Trying to drive past Jones. Can't. Gets it to Bowles. Now to Likens. Now to Pointer. And a foul on Warfel. Her second. Team's third. as Perry comes in for Morrison, trying to give her a breather. As Warfel didn't agree with the call there, thinking she didn't touch pointer there. As Likens goes into Stowe, now up to Wills. As Wills with it on the wing, kicked it to Stowe in the post. And it's stolen away by the younger Warfel sister, Aubrey. As now Casey Warfel with it on the wing. Hop step. As a traveling violation. It'll be a turnover in lapel basketball. Another turnover by Pendleton Heights. As Pointer with it. Drives. Loses the ball. Stowe somehow gets it. Puts it up and in. She's up to 8 now.
Yeah, Maddie Pointer wasting no time to get down the court. Drives right in. Misses the shot, but Annalise Stowe gets that rebound.
As Aubrey Warfel on the shot was fouled. So she'll go to line for 2. Foul goes on Likens. That'll be her second. Team's first of the fourth quarter. As Aubrey Warfel, 78% from the free throw line. Gets that one to fall. That's her first point of the evening, averaging 2 points on the season. Bulls will take a break. And Sophie Goodwin won't make her return. As Aubrey Warfel, the second one. It's up and in. Up to 2 now for Hirsch. Scoreless in those first 3 quarters. Pointer goes to Goodwin on the wing. Now up to Likens. Now to Wills on the wing. Takes a 3. Gets it to fall. Up to 20 now for Lanaya Wills. Had 6 points in that first half. Now 14 in this half. Cuts the lead to 11 for Pendleton Heights.
Yeah,
50 and counting here in the fourth.
Sorry, Michael, but Lanaya Wills is 3-for-3 now from beyond the arc.
3-for-4. She missed a 3 earlier. Just saying. Yeah, Casey Warfel somehow gets it to Perry. Now to Jones from Perry as a foul will go on Pointer. I believe that'll be her second, team's second. I had to correct you. As Jones lobs it in to Warfel in the post, spin around. Jay, it's good. That's a 20 now for her. 50-37. 13-point lead once again for Pendleton Heights. 3:20 and counting. Wills with it. Gets it to Stowe. Looking where to go with it. Gets it to Likens. Now to Pointer. Over to Wills on the wing. Good jab step. Layup. It's good. Lanaya Wills. She's got 22. Trying to take over this game offensively. Give LaPel a victory here.
Yeah, in that game versus Shenandoah, Lanaya Wills had 17 points and was 8-for-11 from the field.
That was another bad pass from Jones and a turnover for Pendleton Heights as Stowe with it. Finds Pointer in the corner. And a travel would be another turnover for LaPel. It'll be Pendleton Heights basketball. As Morrison will come in for Perry. And Baldwin will come in for Aubrey Warfel. 2:37 now here in the fourth. 50-39. Pendleton Heights leads. As Baldwin with it finds Casey Warfel on the wing. Now to Morrison. Back out to Warfel. She'll drive. Layup. Tipped by Wills. And a quick foul. Foul goes on Hupfer. Her fourth. Team's fourth. I thought they were going to call that on Casey for a second.
Yeah, it was close between both of them.
As Likens crosses the timeline. Goes to Stowe in the corner, defended by Morrison. She'll drive, stops, steps around. Layup won't fall, but a foul. So that'll be 15th foul of the quarter. So that'll put LaPel in the bonus. As that one will go on. Morrison, her second. Team's fifth. 2:07 left here in the fourth. As Anley Stowe on the season, 36% from the free throw line. Misses that one. She has 8 points so far here this evening, averaging 6.4 for Stowe. As that one also won't fall, rebound Morrison. As Pointer trying to play like a one-person full-court press, as Morrison gets it. Now to Jones, crosses over to Warfel. Three-pointer finally gets one to fall. Up to 23.
Yeah, Casey Warfel on the year is averaging 33% from the three.
As Wills has it on the opposite end. Now to Pointer. She's got it. Hands it off to Likens. Her three responds very quickly. Gets that one to fall. Full timeout taken by LaPel. A minute 30 left here in the fourth. 53-42 left here in the game. Pendleton Heights leads. Here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Dr. Dannerite's Dental Studio, offering dental care for children and adults, as well as the education for the maintenance of your dental health. More information is available by phone at 765-221-5900, on-site at 113 South Heritage Way in Pendleton, or online at drdannerites.com. Dr. Dannerite's Dental Studio.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School's Joe Buck Court as Pendleton Heights leads by 11, 53-42 over LaPel High School. As Pendleton Heights will get the ball coming out of the timeout. With just a minute 30 left, Coach Newby will call a full court press. So they're down by only 11. Jones to inbound it. Goes up ahead to Hupfer. And a quick foul is called. Foul goes on Anley Stowe. That'll be her fourth, team's third. So they will get it up in the front court. Jones to inbound it. Jones. Lobs it into Warfel. Layup uncontested. It's good. Casey Warfel up to 25 off that make.
That was a great pass there by Olivia Jones to fit it. Not fit it. Go right over the defender, right to Casey Warfel. Almost mossed.
This isn't football, Ryan. But Wills feeds it into Stowe. Spin around. Jay won't fall. Rebound Hupfer. A minute 13 and counting left here in the fourth. Coach Rogers telling them to slow down. Jones with it, up ahead, up to the top of the key to Baldwin. Now to Morrison, now to Jones. Now to Baldwin, now to Warfel. His pass is too strong. Will go out of bounds, will be LaPel basketball. They trail by 13, 53, or 56.3 left here in the fourth. As Likens to bring the ball up quickly for LaPel. Goes to Wills on the wing. Now to Stowe. To Pointer. Takes a deep three. Can't get it to fall. Wills the rebound. Steps through. Layup. It's good. She has 24. As Casey Warfel up ahead to Olivia Jones. Her layup is good. She's up to 7.
Great job for Casey Wolf to see Olivia Jones wide open down low in the post. Get right to her.
As Likens' three is an air ball. It will be Pendleton Heights basketball. 57-44 with 19 seconds left here in the game. As you could pretty much say, this game's over. And Casey Wolf pretty much just trying to dribble out the time here. As ball's loose on the ground. Goodwin for LaPel will come away with it. A jump ball. Will be LaPel basketball, 6.4 left. As Chloe Jones, the senior, will check in for Olivia Jones. As as Likens passes it in to Pointer. As that will do it for the game. Pendleton Heights 57, LaPel 44. As me and Ryan will take a quick break, but when we return, our post-game show here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC, located at 526 North Pendleton Avenue in Pendleton. Dr. Foley and the staff of Regenerative Health and Wellness offer services in the area of weight loss, hormone balance, autoimmune issues, and more. Information about Regenerative Health and Wellness is available at 317-903-1791. Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Rawlings House and Fall Creek Retirement Village, located at 300 J.H. Walker Drive in Pendleton. Rawlings House provides independent and assisted living, rehabilitation, long-term care, memory support, and more. More information is available at 765-778-7501. Rawlings House and Fall Creek Retirement Village.
In high school sports, there are some things more important than winning.
Like helping student-athletes build character, become better people, and prepare for life. I'm Brian Lewis.
And I'm Chris Kaufman. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. And we believe the purpose of high school sports is much greater than what the scoreboard says.
It's about teaching. It's about growth. It's about developing the whole person, not just the athlete.
That's our number one priority. Every sport, every student athlete, every day.
Let's champion what we believe in. Like learning, like character, like integrity.
If you support the mission of high school sports and the life lessons they teach, then buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events. Join us in being a champion of high school sports.
This is what we do. This is what we believe. This is your IHSAA.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School's
While high school sports help students develop their athletic skills, the real lessons in this second classroom are the skills needed for life. I'm Brian Lewis.
And I'm Carrie Rosati. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. In high school sports, student athletes aren't just running drills. They're learning discipline and work ethic.
They're not just watching film. They're learning the value of preparation and always finding ways to improve.
They're not just hitting the weight room. They're learning the importance of pushing through any challenges that come their way.
These aren't just some of the skills student-athletes need to navigate the game. These are the skills they need to navigate life, to be successful people, to be good humans.
You can ensure these life lessons are taught for generations to come. Be a champion of high school sports and buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is preparing for the game. This is preparing for life. This is your IHSAA.
91.7 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming to music to live sports broadcasts and podcasts. But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the station that the students operate here on 91.7 WEEM. Donate today at 917WEEM.org. Again, that is 917WEEM.org.
Here at 91.7 WEEM, we keep updated with our community by being on the hottest social media platforms around. Follow us at 91.7 WEEM on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube.
Follow us today.
We would love to hear from all of our listeners, so go to our Instagram today to answer our daily poll. Keep updated with our latest posts and trends here on 91.7 WEEM.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
While high school sports help students develop their athletic skills, the real lessons in this second classroom are the skills needed for life. I'm Brian Lewis.
And I'm Carrie Rosati. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. In high school sports, student athletes aren't just running drills. They're learning discipline and work ethic.
They're not just watching film. They're learning the value of preparation and always finding ways to improve.
They're not just hitting the weight room. They're learning the importance of pushing through any challenges that come their way.
These aren't just some of the skills student athletes need to navigate the game. These are the skills they need to navigate life, to be successful people, to be good humans.
You can ensure these life lessons are taught for generations to come. Be a champion of high school sports and buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is preparing for the game. This is preparing for life. This is your IHSAA.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School's Joe Buck Court, as we are now joined here by the head coach of the varsity girls basketball team, Coach Rogers. So, a great win here tonight, 57-44 against LaPel, who you guys fell to earlier in the season in the Madison County Tournament, 63-59. Casey Warfel having 25 points tonight. What did you really see out of the girls defensively and especially Casey offensively tonight?
Well, I think, number one, we didn't foul every 2 seconds. You know, we were able to get in the stance. We were able to cause some havoc with pressure and spots. But, you know, we were poised. We were much better defensively today than we were in that county tournament game.
Yeah, and you mentioned they're much better defensively. Maddie Pointer went for 22 in that game, had 9 in the first half, and went scoreless in that second half. Yeah. What did you really see defensively against her that you did well?
Yeah, Casey and Olivia Jones did a fantastic job on her. Casey had to take her over a little bit in the second half when Liv went out. But, you know, that's a fantastic effort on her. And honestly, even Lanaya, you know, I know she hit some threes late, hit two or three. That's just a really good player making plays. Ada Hupford did an amazing job on her, you know, limiting her. Lanaya's going to be an Indiana All-Star one day. So I was very, very pleased with the defensive effort for sure.
And then one final thing here, scoring was very spread out tonight. You guys had about most of the girls that played scored tonight. So what did you really see out of them offensively that worked really well?
Yeah, you know, we traditionally struggle when people zone us, and I felt like we had poise tonight. We handled it. We looked to get good shots, and, you know, we executed. So I was very happy with our offense against the zone. So we just got to continue to get a little bit better each day. Down the stretch here, keep working, see what this draw is like, and you know, see if maybe we can do something special when February comes.
All right, well, that will do it for the post-game interview. Thank you so much, Coach Rogers, and good luck the rest of this season going into sectionals.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we return, me and Ryan are going to go over the ASN Player of the Game here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming to music to live sports broadcasts and podcasts.
But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the station that the students operate here on 91.7 WEEM. Donate today at 917WEEM.org. Again, that is 917WEEM.org.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 917WEEM.
We welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School's Joe Buck Court for pretty much the ending part of our show here. The ASM player of the game, Ian Ryan, came to a quick decision. Casey Warfel had 25 points, multiple rebounds, a lot of steals there tonight. I believe 7 or 8 steals for her. Great job defensively and offensively. So, Ryan, what did you really see out of Casey tonight that you really liked?
I saw a lot of grit out of her, just playing aggressive, never backing out, and she did a great job at giving the ball to everyone also. She did a great job almost everything, had almost double-digit steals.
And you mentioned there almost double-digit steals for her. But looking ahead on the schedule, the girls have another game this week, same time and same place as it was here tonight at home against Connersville on the 19th. So if you guys can make it to that one, I highly encourage you guys to come out. If you guys can't, just tune into this broadcast. I will be on it with Aiden Wilson. One thing as well to mention, that is senior night for the girls team. They have 3 seniors on the roster, so you guys, I urge you guys to come out and support those 3 seniors. But that will do it for me and Ryan here. Your final score, Pendleton Heights 57, LaPel Lady Bulldogs 44. Thank you all to those who have tuned in. Thank you to Sam back in the studio for running the board, making sure things go smoothly. And thank you to our sponsors to making it possible for us to do this. For Ryan Davis, I'm Michael Hooker, signing off here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.